This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. When the war in Ukraine started in February 2022, thousands of seafarers were on their vessels away from their families. Immediately, the European Transport Workers' Federation, the ETF, and the International Transport Workers' Federation, the ITF, began to organize assistance. I talked to Jacqueline Smith about the role of the ETF and the ITF in Ukraine. Ms. Smith is the ITF's maritime coordinator. I reached her in her office in London. Ms. Smith, when the war in Ukraine started, many seafarers were on their vessels while their families were in cities being attacked by the Russian Federation. Do you have any idea how many Ukrainian seafarers were outside the country when all this started?
Ukrainian seafarers are probably the fifth largest labor-providing country in the world. So I would say that they might have been around 20,000 to 50,000.
That's a lot of people.
There's a lot of seafarers.
What did the ITF and unions do to help?
The unions contacted us, and we tried to help evacuate the families from those areas that were under attack. So we quickly, together with ITF Seafarers Trust, organized logistics so that they could be bused away from those areas into safer areas, and then later on, fly out of the country to Romania. But there was also not Ukrainian seafarers, but international seafarers that were stuck on ships in Ukrainian ports. We had registered about 103 vessels that were stuck in Ukrainian ports, and that was about 1,500 international seafarers, so seafarers from all over the world, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, that we were trying to assist to leave the country at the same time.
The ETF and the ITF established a fund to help transport workers in Ukraine. How much has been raised and what have the funds been used for?
So originally it was the European Transport Workers Federation that established a fund, and then the ITF decided to establish a fund as well. So it was logical for the two organizations to do a joint fund. And this was agreed in April in 2022. And half of the money has come from the International Transport Federation. And the remainder has come from either the ETF or the affiliates. And it's about £400,000 has been raised and spent. And what we've used the funds for, first and foremost, because we established also an advisory board of the three Ukrainian affiliates. So MTWTU, which is our seafarers affiliate, and then two rail affiliates. And each of the leaders in those unions were a member of the advisory board. And it was agreed that we would focus on humanitarian goods. So it would be food packages, sanitary items, children's packages, you know, with drawing materials. It was also what they needed immediately. It was solar batteries, generators, water filters, waterproof socks, and heaters, especially coming into wintertime.
How can unions and their members contribute to that fund?
So we sent out circulars to the affiliates of where they can contribute the funds, that they can send that into a bank account in the ITF. We will be sending out again because we have used the fund. We have used the money that we've raised so far, and that's been the intent of it. So we want to try to raise more. So that's our website, and we've also sent circulars to our affiliates.
You attended a meeting held in Ukraine recently. One of the topics of that meeting was the children of transport workers. Tell us about that. What was decided?
Well, often when we think of what we can do to help in these types of warlike situations, we think about the material needs. And one of the issues that was raised is the trauma that war has on children and the need to support them to work through that trauma and to be more positive about the future. So we were thinking about trying to see if in the future we could have retainers with children psychologists to help the children of transport workers work through that trauma that they've experienced.
Your meeting, the one you held just recently, was held in Ukraine. Were you not worried?
I think everyone gets worried when you talk about or even consider going into a country that you know is in war. At the same time, even though there's no guarantees, we knew that the unions would not take us to an area that was under attack or occupied. So we flew into Budapest and drove just over the border to Ukraine. And at no given time did we ever feel insecure or exposed. So, yeah, I think just the thought of it made us worried, but the thought of being there and showing them solidarity and moral support was more important.
Do you have plans for the future?
We will continue to support Ukraine and Ukrainian people. War is not just happening in Ukraine, so the ITF does help affiliates in other countries. You know, we've been to Palestine, we've been to other areas where we know there are conflict areas to support our affiliates. And the same will happen for Ukraine. And I think moving forward, we have gone from the short term where it's the immediate needs, where we have especially tried to purchase majority of the goods in Ukraine to help the Ukrainian economy. But of course, there's been some goods that we haven't been able to acquire there. The midterm now is to see what specifically the needs could be. It could be that there are still needs for more food packages and sanitary packages. And then long term, what our focus will be, how can we contribute to the rebuilding? You're talking about large infrastructure projects. That's going to be governments who need to step up and assist. But what we can do is that we can provide maybe health, both mental and physical health support to the transport workers of Ukraine and also their family members, with a special focus on the children.